Who's ready for the word? Yeah, yeah, I've got a word from God. Okay, just shake yourself. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're with us today. You're always with us. You said you would never leave us or forsake us. Holy Spirit, every single one of us needs a word from God. Holy Spirit, anoint our ears and our hearts to receive your word. Holy Spirit, anoint my lips and use me to say what needs to be said. Holy Spirit, we pray, Lord, that we'll encounter you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Well, today I just want to begin a very brief message. I've called the message The Thief, and that will become apparent to you soon as to why I've called it The Thief. But I want to begin with five scriptures from the Bible. And so here's the first scripture, and they kind of link together, and see if you can see the connection. First scripture is this: the world around us is under the control of the evil one. Can everybody see that on the screen? Okay. The world around us is under the control of the evil one. That is why there is so much trouble in the world. That is why there is so much darkness in the world. The whole world around us is under the control of the evil one. But then the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever So the world around us is under the control of the evil one, but God still loves people. That's the world, people. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And Colossians 1:13 says this, and to 14 says, God has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, from that world that's under the control of the evil one, and transferred us into the kingdom of Jesus, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Then the Apostle Peter warns us too, in view of everything we've just said, stay alert, wake up, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, not your wife. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Then finally, Jesus himself said this. He said, the thief's purpose is to steal, and kill and destroy. Let's get that up on the screen. We need to see that. Have you got it on your screen? What's happening to the PowerPoint? Okay, we got it. Okay, let's do it again. This is really important. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. That's what the thief does. But Jesus said, speaking of himself, my purpose is to give them, that's you, that's me, that's the world, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. One late night a few years ago, when Rochelle and I were living up in Armidale, it was late, Rochelle was asleep, and I just was sleeping lightly. I was lying in bed, because that's what you do when you're asleep, amen. I heard the latch on my gate being opened. Somebody was fiddling with the latch on my gate. That meant somebody was on my property, and I didn't know who it was. So I jumped up and looked out the bedroom window, and I saw my red Holden Commodore. Yes, I did have a red Holden Commodore. Amen. I did that. It had been pushed out down the driveway and it was on the street with some guys trying to steal it. And, you know, I didn't think. And so in anger, I charged out the front door to deal with these guys and rescue my car, as you do, in my pajamas. And I got a pretty loud voice and I shouted, and of course the street's absolutely quiet, and I went, oi, really loud, and I'm telling you, the guy who was in the driver's seat trying to hotwire my car, I saw him go bang and hit his head on the roof because he jumped with so much fright, you know. I didn't feel sorry for him, amen, amen. So they jumped out of my car and they started, it was about three of them, they started running down the street towards another car that was waiting with its engine running. So without even thinking, I just chased after these guys, holding my pajama pants up because I wasn't sure about the elastic, amen. And I chased after them. But, you know, only after a few seconds, all of us on the street realized that there was just one of me and three or four of them.
Oh, no.
So they stopped and they turned around to face me. I stopped too. So then I became the one being pursued. And fortunately, I made it safely back to the house and I was able to close the door. And these guys took off as quick as they could because they were presuming, you know, we were calling the police. Over the years, I've had a few encounters with thieves. You probably have too. Like many of you, I had my wallet and mobile phone stolen. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate that? But I especially hate it when someone breaks a car window to score a few loose coins. Don't you hate that? You'd rather say, just ask me, I'll give you the loose coins. Don't break my window. And so I hate that. Thieves and scammers, they're bad, cause damage, they cause inconvenience, and they cause loss, don't they, everybody? And some people have even lost their life savings to online thieves, online scammers. I know people who have been ripped off believing what they're being told online. Thieves are self-centered people who do not care about the pain or loss that they cause you.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the thief, the devil, is a thief. Yeah. I'll say it again. The devil is a thief.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
And he's a murderer.
Yeah.
And with the help of other evil spirits, the devil's out to steal from you. He's out to kill you if he can and destroy you if he can. The devil, everyone needs to listen to this because there's a lot of garbage that people hear. The devil does not want to be your friend. He wants to hurt you. He wants to hurt your family, your kids, your grandkids. And he'll do it in any way that he can. And he especially wants to separate you from Almighty God. So he'll tell you lies about God to separate you from God. And so he's always on the lookout for someone. Someone to devour. He's always on the lookout for someone he can deceive. And he will do whatever it takes to steal from you. But the devil doesn't come to steal your car. He doesn't come to steal your wallet or your mobile phone. He doesn't care about things like that. Instead, the devil comes to steal your dignity. He comes to steal your reputation. He comes to steal your hope. He comes to steal your peace of mind. He comes to steal your future. And he comes to steal your very soul if he can. His ultimate end game, his ultimate end goal is to try and cause you to reject God and go to a lost eternity. That's what it's all about. And indeed, the devil is behind all of the pain and all of the evil that we see in the world today. But while the devil wants to steal from you, Jesus Christ has invaded the world that he originally created in order to rescue you and to be your place of safety. Jesus has come to bless you. Jesus has come, listen, to build you. Jesus has come to rescue you from your sin. Jesus has come to make you brand new. Jesus has come to give you a living hope. Jesus has come to give to you, not to steal from you. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ has come to give to you, not to rip you off and steal from you. Jesus is for you. He's not against you. You know, no matter what you've heard, no matter what people have said about God, about Jesus, let me tell you right now, Jesus is for you. He's not against you. Jesus has come to give you a rich and satisfying life that has purpose and dignity. Jesus Christ has come to give you a life that extends from today right through to eternity in heaven. Jesus Christ has come to give you a place in God's family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins And when Jesus Christ rose again from the dead 3 days later, Jesus Christ also gave notice to the devil that he has an expiry date. He's not going to be around forever. The devil's dark days are well and truly numbered. The day is coming when the devil will be cast into hell with his evil spirits. So the devil, he knows his time is short. But that day is not today. Therefore, in the meantime, we need to still stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The devil is not only a thief, but he's also like a lion. The devil is like a lion that's stalking a herd of buffalo. He's waiting for a foolish buffalo to stray from the herd to check out something that's distracted him. And once that foolish buffalo has strayed, it's all over Red Rover. He's gone. The lion comes after him, and there's nothing he can do about it. You don't want to be like the distracted buffalo. You don't want to be that distracted buffalo. You want to be safe. You want to be strong. You want to be flourishing in life, you and your kids. You want to sleep well at night, not be worrying. You don't want to be anxious. You want to be right with God, and you want to know that you have a place in heaven. That's what we want to be. Anybody in their right mind, that's what we want to be. But sadly, all around the world, there's just so many people who are like a distracted buffalo that's been captured by the lion, and he's got them by the throat. And the lion sinks his teeth of discouragement and fear and hopelessness into them. That's what he does. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's you today. Maybe the devil has sunk his teeth into you, into your life, your family. Maybe he's sunk his teeth deep into you and stolen away your peace and sense of purpose. Maybe that's you. And if that's you, then it raises a question, doesn't it? What can you do? How do you get away? How do you escape from the devil? What can you do when the devil steals from you and is ripping you off? What do you do when he's has a grip of your life and he's just so strong, and you try willpower to fix this and that, but your willpower fails you because the devil's grip is just too strong for you. How can you be rescued from the devil and build a life? Can you escape from the devil? Well, the answer is yes, 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 yes. He'll lie to you, see, and say, you can't escape from me, but I'm telling you, you can escape from the devil. I'm going to tell you how. What I want to do is I want to highlight very quickly from the teachings of the Bible, and everything I'm saying today is based upon the Bible. These teachings of the Bible, I want to highlight just two very smart things that you can do. The first thing is this. Ask Jesus to be your place of safety. Ask Jesus to be your safe place. That is such good advice. This is what the Bible says. This is what I declare about the Lord, that's Jesus. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God, and I trust him. And then the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. What a promise. You know, one day Jesus arrived at a place where there was a notorious madman. And this tormented man lived in a cemetery, spending his time howling at night and self-harming. You know, self-harming is not a new thing. This guy, the Bible says he was self-harming, hurting himself, trying to create pain to make him forget about the other pain. And the local people were afraid of him. They were scared of him. And so some of the police, you know, the local police, they tried to chain him up. They tried that several times. But the man literally could not be restrained. And so they were scared of him. And then when Jesus arrived, this madman came charging straight at Jesus, straight at Jesus. But just before he got to Jesus, he fell at the feet of Jesus. And this weird voice came out of his mouth. And this weird voice spoke out and he said, Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Then Jesus demanded, What is your name? What's your name? And then the man replied, My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man. Then the evil spirits begged Jesus again and again not to send them to some distant place. And this is what happened. But Jesus cast every single evil spirit out of this man. Every single one. Every single one could not resist him. Every single one had to go. Even collectively, they were not powerful enough to withstand Jesus. And a legion of evil spirits, that a legion is 6,000 men, right? That's the Romans had a legion, 6,000 men. A legion of evil spirits. So it means at least there's 6,000 of these evil, filthy spirits, powerful things. Even altogether, they could not stand up to Jesus Christ. He said, be gone. He cast them out with a word. That's why the Bible says about Christians, and if you're a Christian today, get this truth in your mind and in your spirit. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. The devil had sunk his teeth into that poor man for sure. He was finished. He was probably going to die before his time. And those evil spirits had stolen that man's dignity, purpose, peace, and health. They'd even stolen his mind. He couldn't think straight. They'd stolen his family. His friends didn't want him. This man was utterly in the grip of the devil. But Jesus came and broke that grip and set the man free. The man was healed. Come on. This could happen for you today. He was restored. He was filled with peace. You see, some of you don't need, you forgot what peace is. But you can go out today with the peace of God in Jesus' name. He was filled with peace because of Jesus. Because that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus came to do. The Bible says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And whatever has ensnared you today can be broken in the name of Jesus. Only Jesus has the power and authority over all the power of the devil. No one else has that power or authority. No religion on earth has that power. No philosophy has that power. Only Jesus. Therefore, the safest place to live your life is in Jesus Christ. Daily trusting in Jesus is the safest place to be in all of the world. Now you might say, that's great, but I've just got so many troubles. You've got no idea how many troubles I have. I got too many troubles for Jesus to help me. But the Bible says this, the person who trusts in God faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Each time. Now, that's my paraphrase, but that's what it says. He comes to your rescue each time. Therefore, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you're sick and tired of being ripped off by the devil, then today's the day to turn to Jesus Christ. Today's the day to trust him with your life and with your future. That decision is yours. Will you make that decision today? In about 5 to 6 minutes, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Why don't you think about it? Will you come to Jesus Christ today? Make Jesus, or ask Jesus, to be your place of safety today. And I urge you to make that decision. Amen? The second thing, so that was the first thing, make Jesus your place of safety and he will rescue you from the devil. The second thing is this, is to cast down the devil's lies. The Bible says this, Jesus said this, when the devil lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and he is the father of lies. The devil is a thief, he is a lion, prowling lion, and he's also a liar. The main weapon that the devil uses against you are his compelling lies and enticing temptations. The devil lied to Adam and Eve, and he still lies today. And the devil puts thoughts into your head, sometimes crazy thoughts into your head about life and about people that are just simply not true. The devil is the father of fake news. The devil has all kinds of lies lined up that he will use according to your personality and your situation in life. You know, he'll lie to me, perhaps a different way to lie to somebody else. And when you start believing his lies, you end up going down a destructive path in life that's not good for you, and you end up in trouble. I've got a short list, just a tiny sample list of lies that he uses. See if you recognize any of them. Here we go. I don't need God. Yeah, you do. I am useless. He says that a lot, doesn't he? That's not true. It doesn't matter if I cheat. Oh, yeah, it does. Nobody ever gets away with cheating. I can never recover. Yes, you can in Jesus' name. There is no hope. Yes, there is. His name is Jesus. If I have lots of money, I will be happy. Money can never buy you happiness. Some of the most miserable people in the world are the richest. No one wants to be my friend. You haven't met everybody yet. What are you talking about? Here's another one. If I sleep with my new boyfriend, then he'll love me. Now, I've been a youth pastor and a pastor for many years, and man, have I heard that one. There are many broken-hearted young ladies because they believed that lie. You got a boyfriend who really loves you, he's going to treat you with dignity. Okay, here's another one. Porn won't hurt me. Are you serious? Are you serious? That's a lie from the devil. It's not only just going to hurt you, it's going to hurt everybody who's important to you and that you love. You can't do porn and for it not to come out in your life in other ways. Here's another one. I can handle life and do drugs at the same time. Oh, man. Here's another one. Continually working long hours will not affect my marriage. Here's a couple of others. God will never forgive me. God will never forgive me. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. The issue isn't that God won't forgive you. The issue is, will you believe in the forgiveness of God? God could never love a person like me. That's the final one. God could never. Well, God already loves you. We read it. For God so loved the world, no exceptions. The devil uses powerful, compelling lies to steal God's good future from you. The devil is a thief, but he's a liar, and he's prowling around to see who he can devour with more lies. And a lot of the struggles you have in life, a lot of struggles we all have in life, comes because of the lies that we've embraced about ourselves and others that the devil has whispered into our ears. So what's the antidote? And I've nearly finished, but what's the antidote to the swirling lies that we have in our heads? And we've all got them. The antidote is the truth. The truth is the antidote. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is this stark contrast between the devil, who is the father of lies, and Jesus Christ is the living truth. Who are you going to follow? And when you choose to obey Jesus, and when you choose to make Jesus your safe place, when you trust Jesus with your life and your future, when you daily pray to Jesus, when you read what Jesus said and did in the Bible, when you do those things, you get an appetite for truth. And you begin to recognize the lousy lies that have infiltrated your thought life. Amen. This book, the Bible, anybody got a Bible? Could you wave your Bible without hitting anybody? Praise God. Amen, a few of you. Yeah, this book, the Bible, is full of God's truth and exposes and cleans away all the stinking thinking that is collected in your head as you've journeyed through life. So here's this tiny sample of some of the truthful things the Bible says about people who follow God. I am a new creation. Amen. in Christ. I am healed. I'm whole in Jesus. I'm redeemed, forgiven of my sins and made clean through the blood of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I only go up and not down in life as I trust and obey God. Wow. Can everybody say wow? I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I can do whatever I need to do in life through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. There's a tiny sample of the truth of God's word. Amen. And when you choose to follow Jesus, you can use the truth to dismantle those lies that have ensnared your life and thinking. Could somebody say amen? And just as Jesus set the madman free from 6,000 evil spirits, his truth will set you free from the garbage of the devil that he's put into your mind. Therefore, in conclusion, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. So, firstly, stay alert by making Jesus your safe place. Trust Jesus with your life and with your future. He's waiting for you today. Secondly, stay alert by casting down the devil's lies with the truth of God's word. Are you going to let that thief, that devil, that liar keep stealing from you? I say enough is enough in Jesus' name. Are you going to wisely trust Jesus, the living truth, with your life and your future? The Bible says this, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Would you believe in Jesus today?